Humanity has battled with evil throughout the ages, fought tirelessly to protect itself from being consumed by the monstrous horrors that plague the land. But as darkness grows, the flame of hope grows dim. Who shall rekindle the fire? Who shall save us?
Ben, you're broken. Figure out something.
Well, hopefully a bunch of douchebags with dice will do the trick.
Of nerds gathered around their screens, drinking and dungeoneering in hopes to get some gold and girls. Join them for a crazy adventure. These are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Lauren, who plays Ren.
Hi, guys.
Matt, who no joke.
I get distracted. It's been a stressful last couple weeks, okay. Ben. Oh, wait, hang on, I can find one.
Nope. Ben, who plays Eleron.
Greetings.
Stephanie, who plays Lux.
Hi, guys.
Matt, who plays Minos.
Where's the beef?
And Kyle, who plays Colin.
Dead, I am the one exterminating sun.
So, yeah, guys, fuck. That was a little darker last week than I thought it would be, but
all the way dark. Mm-hmm.
All the way dark.
It was so fucked up.
We can't go murdering farmers who smash pumpkins.
We really only have one speed. It's we go from hey fun to whoa harsh dude. What up?
I mean, honestly, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I ate a lot, so yeah. I really don't get why this is a problem.
Speaking of which, happy fed Lux is walking out of the Westphalia Inn as everybody's kind of bringing up the rear behind her.
Yeah, and we're looking for somewhere where we can have a private conversation, not in the middle of a chicken joint.
And I'm like still trying to figure out how she got all that chicken inside of her.
Her belly looks much larger than it normally does. Like, it's almost comically, like...
It's like, Eleron, I don't see how she could put it all in there.
I'm telling you, Minos, it's magic. You wouldn't understand.
Clearly. But this is kind of bullshit magic, if you ask me.
Breath goes, Hey, bros, we got bigger chicken to fry right now. Let's talk.
All right. What's up? Where did you guys go anyway?
We need to talk outside of town.
Oh, okay.
You see, down the thoroughfare, a cloaked figure that, begins going up to the cart that is still overturned and he's picking up pumpkins. He rights the cart. He's hooded. But he begins making his way through town, just kind of like helping old ladies cross the street and like helping people load carts. And
you don't get to make a zombie vampire thrall slave have a redemption arc.
Look, I can try. Okay.
Okay.
Damn it, we're doing this my way. No,
all right. Okay.
No, this is going to end up so poorly.
Yes,
Kyle.
I agree, and I apologize now.
No, it's okay. yeah, let's get out of town and we'll talk.
Are you all of a sudden now excited to start making your way to Wrath?
Yep.
Oh, well.
Before anything else happens, please, let's go.
Okay,
Is like, should we like stay for the night or something?
Nope, let's keep going.
We shouldn't.
Leaving so quick? The harvest fair's tonight.
Oh.
Well, we'd love to stay, but we really do have places to get to, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad. The town's really coming together. I mean, look at Trevor. He's actually helping right now instead of being a big turd.
Good job,
Trevor. It brings out the best in people.
It does. Good job, Trevor. And I'm going to walk away quickly.
Didn't you, like, tell us you wanted to go to this Harvest Festival?
Nope, I'm done now. I've lost interest. We need to talk outside of town, please.
We have to leave.
All right.
It's not good news, but we need to leave.
And Red just feels very guilty, so she's going to just be like looking at the ground.
Make, make me perception checks, everybody.
Okay.
26.
Ren, oh, you look damn, back so close. And... 19. And Elrond notices as well. Elrond and Ren both notice that Trevor turns underneath his cloak and smiles, and you see the faintest hint of sharp fangs as he smiles and waves to Ren.
I wave goodbye. I wave goodbye and just kind of back to the ground.
Your friend seems a little weird.
Yeah. He's very nice after our conversation, so...
Well, good job. It's always good to see, you know, people turning their lives around and doing the better things.
Oh, his life's definitely turned around, that's for sure. So I'm going to wait until we get out of town. And, okay, all right. We need to talk because it's going to come up. So
you guys are exiting out of town. There's a fair amount of carts on this path making their way towards Wrath with different amounts of goods and things like that.
So we're not exactly going towards Wrath, though. We're going to a mountain towards Wrath?
Yeah, are we going to like the Zigzagar?
Yeah, you can cut across and go to the mountains.
Do we have an idea of how long that would take us?
Yeah.
I like to think the natural one I just rolled means I'm just too distracted from the food belly I have.
Yes, that is definitely fair. Minos cares not for anything but the food coma right now. And just pondering his existence. You'd think it's about 2 days travel.
2 days travel.
Let me see. Actually, let me look at the map. Yep, about 2 days travel.
Okay.
Okay.
You would know that there's probably a couple small towns along the way.
Oh, good. Thank God. I'm so relieved. Okay. So I'm going to wait until we get out of town, and then we're going to have that conversation. Okay.
Have the conversation.
Oh, boy. And the entire time, Ren's going to be looking at Colin, just kind of like as encouragement.
Colin's just looking at the ground.
Oh, boy. Okay, so something happened while we were in town, and I think it's only fair for you guys to know about these sudden changes that I'm experiencing.
Right, your body is changing.
Oh, God.
The change happened before the town.
It did.
Don't blame it on Trevor.
No, it wasn't Trevor. It just took effect after Trevor. Okay. So, you remember that undead thing that we fought not so long ago?
Red, yeah. You would know it wasn't undead.
Yeah, I know. So he wasn't undead. He was a fiend of some variety, and once he died, all the vampires died with him, but he transferred his curse to me.
So now not all the vampires are dead.
There's now at least two of us.
I think this is when Minos will, like, give out, like, the loudest what.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag my loudest yeah boy ever.
What?
Hey.
That is a really dumb joke that a couple people hopefully got, but all right, cool. Keep going.
I got you, Kyle.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure the town actually heard him.
Oh, no, we're far. I don't want to be anywhere near the town.
No, that's how loud Minos is right now.
Okie dokie.
Like birds fly out of the trees. There's different shots of the fields and stuff miles away.
Startled.
It's like Dave from Rat Queens.
It's so loud, even it's louder than the music that's going on in his beard during Wrath's
party. The party stops and Wrath pops out and is like, bro, keep it down.
Not now.
Oh, bro, she's telling you? Oh, cool. I gotta hear this. And so she flies out and sits on Minos's shoulder. And she is, like, hanging on your every word, Ren. She's got a weird little smile on her face.
Oh, no. No, Wrath. I'm part vampire now, I guess.
I think you're all the way.
Am I?
I'm pretty sure once you start eating people and turning them into your thrall. And
she did what?
I had to. I'm sorry. He's not dead. Not technically. He's undead. But I have to.
So wait. You mean he's still alive?
He's walking around.
Yeah.
And helping people out in town right now as we speak. Hey.
He's undead.
Wait. You mean your friend Trevor?
Yes. Trevor is one of me.
Elleron?
He is a vampire slave.
Elleron?
Oh, no.
Roll me a alignment check, because it's been a couple hours.
All right.
One good roll here, and you've got a new best friend. There they
Neutral
are.
Evil.
Neutral evil.
Oh, boy.
You're on board with everything now.
this could be useful.
Useful?
Ray, why didn't you tell us at the when you noticed these changes right away?
Because I wasn't sure. I'm not going to tell you something that I'm not sure about.
I appreciate that you waited and then murdered a innocent man.
He's not dead. He's walking around.
Hey, Gyth. I think you're beating up on Ren just a little too much. He'll be okay. It'll be all right.
Ren, you know he is definitely dead.
She just turned another person into a vampire.
Better than being completely dead.
I get what you're saying, Minoth, but she's still our friend, and, you know, it'll be all right. It'll be okay.
And Wrath chimes in. She's like, I don't know, bros. I think it's pretty tight.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
He was kind of a dick.
Is that what we do now?
Hey, Colin, like I said, it'll be cuckoo tatay. It'll be all right.
It is not.
I mean, maybe we should just have the guy come with us. He can help us fight Alenia, you know?
So he's protecting the town right now, but upside of life, I can call him whenever I need him.
But he's a... I'm sorry, Rin, but that's...
kind of slavey? Yeah.
Yeah,
It's better than him running around turning people into vampires.
Is it?
At least I can control... It is!
Okay.
Isn't there another option?
Is there another option? If anyone has a great idea, just tell me, please.
Yeah.
No, because that's not going to go well in the guest Lux. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. This guy's a dick, okay? And, like, that's a problem. But, like, he's okay. It's not worth killing him.
He's a vampire.
He's not going to kill anyone. I told him he can't kill anyone.
What happens if something happens to you?
I don't know.
You would know that he dies.
Then he would die. If I die, then everyone I churn dies with me. And I die if I don't eat.
Well,
so
then,
it's
I guess how often? You're going to have to keep do it. How often?
I have to eat at least once every couple days.
Okay, so not like 3 times a day. That's good.
What or what?
Also, do you want to go with the maximum limit?
No, I'm not telling the maximum limit.
Okay.
Whoa.
Or what happens?
I die if I don't eat.
I mean, we all die if we don't eat, so that's totally reasonable.
I don't, actually.
Fucking, I love this dynamic. You got a fucking other evil character in the party.
And what if, listen, what if this gives us a leg up against Alenia?
Exactly.
And Elleron, you hear, she's right, you know?
Oh my god.
Oh no.
I was like, this is just...
I'm now fucking negotiating with three evil characters. Cool.
I'm not evil! Tight.
Okay, I'm okay, Colin. I'm fine.
What?
I feel good.
Rin, I just can't believe how irresponsible you're being right now.
What are you talking about, Dad? She turned into a vampire.
I'm trying to survive, Minos. That's all I wanted to do this entire time.
But I just wish you told us at the very beginning when you knew you changed.
Then what were you going to do? What were you going to do? Please, for the love of gods, tell me.
We would have found a way to cure it. I'm pretty sure.
Everybody, make me perception checks.
Oh Jesus!
Oh God!
17.
22.
15.
You 13. Guys hear someone sneaking through the brush towards Ren.
All of us?
All of us?
Yes, all of you.
Can we see what it is?
Yeah.
Colin, you recognize this as one of those dark-skinned warriors, like the gray-skinned, small, dwarvish people.
Like, as in those evil fuckers that were trying to murder us?
Yes.
Can I try to kill it?
Absolutely. It jumps and tries to grab at Ren's backpack.
Oh, shit.
Let's roll initiative.
All right. 10.
11.
15.
17.
14.
And from what you can tell, this just appears to be a lone person.
Okay.
All right. Minos, you're up first as this thing lunges at this small, like what you would recognize now as dwarves, with gray skin lunging at Ren's backpack.
I instantly use, am I within striking distance of it?
Yes.
I instantly try to hit it.
Okay.
Does a 22, 20, and 21 hit?
Yes, all of those hit.
That is 24, 30 points of damage.
Yep. Okay. Ren, this thing is clutching onto your backpack as it gets cleaved into by Minos, and red blood splatters the fields.
Okay.
You're pretty full. You're not too worried about being hungry right now.
Cool. So it's got a hold of my backpack, though, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to... I'm going to go ahead and cast... Grasping Vine at it. And it needs to make a saving throw of some variety. Where did it go? Oh, shit. I don't have any of my books or anything. Hang on. It's a strength saving throw.
Okay.
DC 16.
8.
Cool. So it's...
You can tell by this one's poise, it's not as strong as the ones that were fighting you outside Haven, Colin and Elleron.
Okay. Right.
Okay, so it's going to pull him away from me.
Okay.
And... Da-da-da-da-da.
Make me a strength check to hold onto your backpack.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's being pushed away.
20.
20, yep. You hold on to the backpack. He grabs on, a few bits of cloth come off, but he gets thrown how far?
30 feet away, and then I'm going to pull out my... and then I've got my longbow, and I'm going to do... because my grasping vine was a bonus action. I'm going to go ahead and do 2 shots at it, and... It's going to be a 27 to hit.
Okay.
That 8 hits. Piercing damage.
Okay.
And then an 18 to hit.
18 does not hit.
Okie dokie. But it's prone, right?
It is. Yes. So
does 31.
That provoke advantage?
Actually, wouldn't it? Being prone makes it harder to shoot him.
Just kidding.
So.
Well, actually, I have that. Oh shoot! You know what? Never mind, because I don't remember what it's called, and I don't have my book with me. So,
Elleron,
I have a feat.
I have a feat.
Sharpshooter.
I have two. I have sharpshooter.
It would still be an 18 though, because it's a
yeah.
Elleron.
All right. Elleron turns to Ren and says, "Well, now would be a good time to make someone your thrall."
Okay.
No more thralls. Just kill them.
We could get information from him. And Elleron goes to try and grapple this guy to make sure he doesn't get away.
We don't need any more of those.
You're just going to grapple him?
Yeah, and I'm going to use my activate brute force.
Elleron,
as a bonus action.
I'm thirsty.
Jesus Christ.
So, Sean, okay, I have a question about that, Sean. Does he just need to taste the blood, or does it actually have to die?
It's got to invoke damage.
Okay.
There has to be intent with it, as opposed to just dipping it into blood.
Yeah.
Hit him.
Yeah, all right, I'll just hit him.
Fucking do it.
I'll hit him with Travers instead. Does a 20 hit?
It does.
He takes 14 slashing damage and 15 psychic damage.
Nice. Yes, he does. And you hear a slurping sound coming from the sword, and you now feel lawful good.
Okay.
Okay. Lux.
On second thought, Ren, don't turn him into a zombie or a vampire. That would be bad.
We'll see what happens.
So what was the total damage on that, Elrond? Sorry.
29.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to cast Witch Bolt.
Okay.
Okay. Does a 19 hit, Sean?
Yes, a 19 does hit.
Okay, 27 lightning damage.
All right. What does it look like when you kill this thing?
I don't know. A bunch of fucking lightning gets this fucker.
Okay. Lightning shocks through his body as smoke comes through the front of his helmet, and he falls backwards to the ground.
Isn't that a good time for you to eat one?
It does not seem appealing to you, Ren, at all.
Ren just is really insulted by the comment. She just kind of just turns away.
Not only do we have this, not only do we have to deal with Ren being a vampire, we have this going on. What is this?
It's one of those dwarf guys that attacked me and Colin outside of Haven.
Why do these things keep finding us?
Hey, Sean, can I investigate the body?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. What do you need? Investigation?
Yes.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
About the only thing that you find on it is a symbol that you... some sort of holy symbol that appears to be two, like a handcuffs shackled or okay, manacles. So then-
I'm going to yell at Elrond and be like, hey, Elrond, what's this?
That looks like a symbol of Torok, like he's found in the other ones we fought.
I don't know why they have that. Torok died. Why would you want to worship a dead god?
Why would you worship any god?
That's a whole nother argument, Colin.
Sorry. sort of... Just doing a lot of thinking over here, sorry. I'm just muttering myself.
You're just sitting in the corner meditating while we're killing things.
Does it have anything else on it, or just that?
Nope, just that. Just it appears to have the same standard equipment as the last one did. Maybe even a little shabbier. This one appears to be a lone wolf.
I don't know, you could do a better investigation check than I did. I only got a 9.
What? It was after something. Like, why was it grabbing onto Rin's back?
Well, Oculus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the thing that, like, matters is there.
Well, I think because it could have been one of Alinea's creatures, and Alinea's been after the Oculus, so...
This one does not appear to have been undead, though. Much like the other two that attacked you.
And luckily we killed it, so... We don't have to worry about it becoming undead. And Elrond just kind of glances at Ren.
She's very, like, sad right now. She's just very looking at the ground, not even making eye contact with anyone. So.
Well, honestly, I think we just need to start moving on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you guys still having more conversation about this Ren thing as you're making your way?
I think we've run out of things to say.
probably not. I mean,
it's like the awkward silence.
You know what, though?
It's like that thing you promise that, oh, no, things won't change and it won't get awkward. And it's like, well, of course it does. It's changed and everything's awkward.
Yeah.
We can't help it now. Yeah.
So, yeah, as you guys are walking in silence, Vrath flies out of Minos's beard and goes and sits on Ren's shoulder and kind of looks back at the party and then pats you on the back but leans in and is like, bro,
yeah.
Can you, like, do that to me?
Whoa, bro.
Bro, it'd be so sweet for my image, bro.
I know. I'm like,
think of how dope I would look.
You'd be so
dope.
It's
the coolest thing.
Can I roll perception on this?
At least one person's enjoying this.
Yeah, you can roll a perception check on this to kind of try and listen in on their conversation.
That's a 19 on the die.
19 on the die. Total of,
27.
You hear what is being said.
Bro, I can't.
Vrath!
Bro, it's cool. We're just chatting over here. No big deal. I'm just kind of talking to her. You know, I mean, bro, it's so sad. Oh my god, this is so sad. Right, bro?
Totally, bro.
Oh, don't even pull that. I know what you were talking about.
Why does
bro,
it matter?
Bro, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
I know you want to be turned into a vampire as well.
Bro, no. No, bro. Maybe? Bro, I don't know. Bro, it's cool. I'm just making her feel better. And then she whispers in your ear. She's like, talk about this later. And then she flies back into Minos's beard. She's like, bro, I'm sorry. I was just trying to make her feel better. You know, it's not, I mean, it's not the worst thing. Blah, 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 blah. And she just mumbles as she flies back into your beard.
So I think at this point, Elrond's going to walk over to Ren, just walk next to her and say, so I wasn't really feeling myself earlier when we were discussing this, but how are you feeling about all of this?
Like shit.
But you do feel pretty good.
I mean, I feel powerful. I feel stronger. And
you're beginning to feel like you can control it, and this is important.
Elrond, what's happening? It can't be fixed. You have to understand, this isn't something that can be reversed unless I die. Okay? And I do think that we could use this to our advantage. This could give us a one-up against Alenia. It's not ideal, but we gotta do what we have to survive, right?
Just be careful. Don't lose yourself in it. I'd rather not, you know, have you use this to fight Alenia, and then...
I know.
We have to fight you.
I have control right now. I have control. I'm working on control. I'm still learning. I know it's not 100% full control, but right now I'm working on it.
Alright. Well, if you're not sure if you're going to be able to control, if you need help, let me or let us know.
Well, it'll probably be you, because I don't think Minos or Colin want anything to do with me, so...
So...
Maybe we'll be able to find some way of reversing you at some point. I mean, you have the Oculus.
I do. But whatever attacked us, really, it was something more than a vampire, Elrond. It was a fiend. It was the current vampire king, and that role's been passed on to me. So I don't know what the future holds for us. But I can guarantee I'm not going to turn on you. I will do everything in my power to not to. Okay?
All right. Well, it's not like I don't have my own issues.
Hey, maybe we could just travel. Just travel together. It'd be great. What's the worst that could happen, right?
You hear a contented snoring coming from the sheath on Elrond's side. As you guys keep walking, and the rest of the day passes without incident. You guys are about 2/3 of the way to this mountain. And before nightfall, you guys come to another small town. Are you guys going to try and make camp in town, or are you going to try and go into town and find an inn?
I think Minos would suggest camping outside of town.
Yeah, I would also be encouraging. Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, Elrond sees like he wants to go into town, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys set up camp. Who's doing watches? How is this working?
I can do first watch.
I'll do second.
I'll be with Ren on second.
Elrond will, I guess, take third. Well, actually, I could take third.
You guys will really only need two watches, don't you? Because Colin?
What?
Doesn't Colin have like a no less sleep thing?
No.
Okay. I'm an elf, so I only had to sleep for 4 hours.
Gotcha. I think I sleep normal.
So technically then you only have to have two watches as long as Elrond is taking a watch.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so who's first watch, who's second watch? Elrond's second watch or first watch?
I was in the volunteering for first watch.
I'll take second then.
Okay. All right, Colin.
Yes.
You sit down for your watch. You see the lights begin to go out in the farmhouses just beyond. No one has noticed you guys setting up camp. You've kept it very low key, and your watch passes without any incident.
I was whittling a stick. Just you know, killing time.
A stick.
A stick. I don't think It's funny. I haven't brought this up a bunch. I literally have a whole thing in my character sheet about whittling and Colin being into this. But no, I don't think Colin would have any knowledge of like kill a vampire anyway.
Yeah, so,
like,
I don't think anyone really.
I don't think I would have any sort of weird lore knowledge in that route. So
Are you whittling anything in particular, or are you just kind of whittling away wood until it's just a sliver in your hand, and then you realize you haven't been doing anything really focused for the next few hours?
It's more of a stress, like, I'm just sort of doing a thing mindlessly as I'm, you know, trying to somewhat pay attention during watch, so it's a good thing that nothing happened.
Fair enough, and as you're mindlessly whittling, not mindlessly, you're thinking, you get tapped on the shoulder by Elrond, and then you realize that your watch is over, and...
Yep.
You can go to sleep. Elrond.
Yep.
It's your watch. Again, the town seems very quiet. You really don't... Nothing passes over your watch, and it begins to get on to dawn.
Okay. Anything...
Anything that you're doing in particular?
Aside from just, like, sitting there trying to think of... if, like, going through everything he's learned or heard, trying to figure out if there's anything he knows about, like, how to... undo what happened to Ren,
like history or lore or anything like that.
Yeah, just any lore, history, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, give me like a history check.
Sure.
Or yeah,
14.
You kind of recall some things about vampires. You do recall that like a stake to the heart of an unconscious vampire can kill them.
Mm.
But other than that, you don't know of any cure for vampiric porphyria.
All right.
Okay. Ren,
mm-hmm.
You wake up in the morning and realize that you had a completely dreamless sleep.
Mm, that's unsettling.
At least no nightmares or anything.
When you wake up, I need you to drop your strength, your dex, and your charisma by 2.
Wait, oh, okay.
Because it's on the second day.
It's on the second day.
So you're back to normal Ren at this point.
Okay.
You're hungry. You're not, like, ridiculously hungry, but you're hungry.
I could eat.
You could go for some breakfast. So, anyway.
I think Menos may, like, approach Ren, like, before everybody else is awake. He's like, Ren, can we talk in private?
Are you going to yell at me again?
No, that was a little uncalled for, but can we talk in private?
Sure.
And I poke at the beard. Is like, that means you too, Vrath. You need to leave for a minute.
Bro, really?
Yes.
Ren, do I have to leave, bro?
Please?
Fine. And Vrath goes over and begins tugging at Lux to wake her up to play jacks or something. She's really bad at it. She can only ever, like, get one. She, like, tosses the ball up and grabs a jack that's, like, you know, the size of a large package to her. So... Anyway, and so she's trying to rouse Lux as you guys are sitting alone.
It's like, first off, I want to apologize for the way I reacted.
We're just gonna sit there quietly and just kind of take it in.
It's just like, that was completely uncalled for. It's just kind of a surprise.
Welcome to my world.
Especially now that I think about it, it's kind of my fault that this happened to you.
No, don't play that game.
I mean, yes. Come on. It was clearly weakened when I attacked it.
Yeah.
If I was just able to kill it, this probably wouldn't have happened.
Well, there's a bunch of us. If any of us were able to kill it, who knows? We can't sit here and dwell about it, Minos. We just gotta deal with what the cards gave us, you know?
Is there no way to help you with this or anything like that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's gonna get ugly, and I don't
hear
lose.
You hear Ren's stomach go
and hungry, but I'll find a way to deal with it, Minos.
How fresh does the blood have to be?
Like, oh. Now we're getting uncomfortable territory, but I have to do it. Like, it can't be...
It can't be, like, in a bowl or anything like that?
Ew, no.
No, unfortunately not. It's not that simple, and I don't crave, like, wildlife to eat or anything like that. It's, I don't know, it's just a deep hole. It's a pit, essentially, that I feel in my stomach. And I don't know, it's like whenever you see, like, a really delicious piece of food, it's like, that would hit the spot. You know, nothing I'm saying is making sense. I know that, but it's a new sensation. I'm still working out.
Now, does that be, do you have to drink from different people, or can it be the same person?
Well, if I drank from them once, then I don't think I can do it again.
So I'm gonna interject here as a ruling, just so you guys know. Ren, you do know that it's humanoids, right?
Yeah,
just humanoids in general. Mm-hmm. If you guys are in combat, you can opt for non-lethal damage. Just make sure you specify that ahead of time. So anyway, continue.
Yeah.
Just remember, Ren, I'm here to help. I just wish I could do more for you.
I'll deal with it. I need to be able to face a challenge in my life without relying heavily on those around me.
Yes, yeah. But we're friends. You should be able to rely on your friends.
I know. And I will if I have to, but I'm not going to actively, you know, try to turn one of you or anything like that, so don't worry. You know, but just don't, I don't know. Don't judge me, Minos. It's all I want to do is survive, as I've said. I don't want to die. Not yet.
No, we don't want you to die either. It's just
stressful. But it will be what it will be, and we'll deal with it, yeah?
Yeah.
So, at this point, the camp begins to rouse a little bit. The sun begins to come up a lot more, and yeah. The campfire's embers, only a small amount of smoke is coming from it as you guys wake to greet the day.
Cool.
I didn't sleep well, I'm assuming.
No, I doubt Colin has slept well for a while.
That's actually probably true. but I am eating breakfast. I can confirm that part, at least.
You still do enjoy.
Yes, I still have my granola. It's not a very exciting breakfast, it's trail rations, but... So how far away are we from our actual destination? How much more?
About half a day.
Half a day. All right, well, I guess we should get going.
We need to get this journey done. It's just like we got other things we need to take care of after this.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about after this yet.
So, yeah, the town begins to stir in front of you as people begin to make their way out of their homes, begin to start their day, and you can kind of see in the distance the Zirigzar Spire Mountains rising ahead of you, knowing that this is your destination. What are you guys doing?
Hustling.
Mm-hmm.
Hustling?
Yep.
Okay. You guys begin to make your way towards the destination. The town passes off to your right slowly as Ren looks longingly at the town.
Yep, nope.
She's very concerned about what Colin's going to do, so.
So Ren is going to bite the bullet and keep going without stopping at the town?
Oh.
Stay strong, Ren. Stay strong.
Stay strong or stay dead. Fine. And we keep going.
Okay. Yeah, you guys pass the town. You make your way through some fields. The path gets a little rockier as you make your way towards these mountains. They rise larger and larger in front of you. Eventually, after about 4 hours, you find yourself standing at the base of these mountains in a very large clearing in front of what appears to be a cave. You feel like you've found your destination.
We finally made
it. Yeah, I was going to ask if it seemed like what Stark told me.
Yep. It appears to be a lot more ruined than you thought it was initially, but it does appear to be a cave entrance that was once a archway of some kind. Whether the stones have been weathered to a point of almost being unrecognizable if you didn't know what you were looking for.
So I would probably say to the group, guys, I think this is it. I think this is the thing Stark was telling me about.
All right, well.
So what do we do?
I think we go in.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to turn around and go back now.
No, but can I do a perception or investigation before we go in, Sean?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Are you looking for traps or something like that?
Yeah, just anything. Investigation 22.
Yeah, you don't see that there is any traps or anything here, apparently. And you're fairly confident of that fact.
Okay.
And you would think that there is a certain amount of reverence to this place that people don't necessarily come here very often. Outside of maybe an archaeological dig, no one has taken up residence in here, and you feel no ill coming from inside.
So I'm going to go, come on, guys, let's go. And I start leading the way in.
Okay. I'm following.
Yep. You make your way into this darkness, and you start making your way through, and you realize that the ground is not as rough as it would be if it was, you know, just naturally wrought. This appears to have been some sort of stonework at one point. And through this, you kind of come to an opening of a large ancient settlement that's completely ruined to the ground. It appears to be a city of some kind, and you see off in the distance a relic to some sort of god that you can't make out. And everything appears to be just kind of rubble at this point.
Are there any inscriptions or any writing that we can see, or it's all just too much in tatters?
It's too far. It's pretty tattered, but it appears to be vandalism. It appears to be some sort of vandalism on this statue somewhere off in the distance. But there appears to be ruined buildings and just everything. But this appears to be the prominent point.
I can't remember what we wrote on it.
I think Lux is just going to keep heading towards the big relic.
Okay.
Yep.
Lux continues to make her way towards this big relic. Is everybody following?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you guys follow. At the base of this relic, there appears to be a set of stairs going down. There was a doorway here at one point, but it appears to be broken, and there appears to be some sort of vandalism scrawled into this stone statue. But going downward, there appears to be some sort of chamber below.
Can I read what the graffiti is?
What languages do you speak?
All of them.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Sean, what language do you want? I can't remember.
Draconic?
Was it Draconic?
Was it Draconic? I want to say it was Draconic. Or it was Abyssal.
Was it Abyssal or Infernal?
We'll go with Infernal. That sounds more right.
The question is, do you actually remember what it was?
Can I, like, read and write think it said, everything?
Does anybody read Infernal?
Yeah, I don't think I do.
I don't think my thing lets me read.
That's a dredge up from the past. That was from our first session ever that we didn't even record.
Yeah, we wrote something on it. I can't remember what we even wrote on it.
Actually, I do have...
I can only understand spoken languages.
Oh, it takes 10 minutes.
I'm not going to spend 10 minutes to read graffiti.
Something was written there, though.
Or actually, wait, or was this?
How many of those things you got?
This.
Jesus.
Yeah. So as a bonus action, I can gain the ability to read and write one language of my choice.
Okay.
Because of course he can.
It's written in Infernal, also... and I believe that it specifically said, fuck Torog. Yeah. And there was a dick, and there's a picture of a dick there.
That sounds right.
That sounds very...
Sounds reasonable.
Right.
Yeah. It's good times.
I gotta see if I can... You guys find yourself in a chamber. To the left and right of you appear to be stone dwarven faces, and they say,
hello. Long time since we've seen anyone down here. And the other one says,
shut up, I'm getting sick of you. Always chiming in. We have visitors for the first time in years, and you lead with that? And they began to start arguing with each other.
We just walk past them.
Yeah. No, I'm going.
We're not going to talk to them?
Wait, no.
You can.
No, they're talking statues.
I'm going to grab Minos and Ren's hand and yank them to go down the hallway.
But what if they have information? And Ren's going to call behind her. Hey, do you know how to get to the Nine Hells?
the Nine Hells? Maybe there was a portal here a long time ago, but I don't know. I think it's closed.
Do you know how to open it back up?
No, I don't. Maybe question mark? No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, it was nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you too. Bye. Sorry about my friend here. He's kind of a dick.
It happens to the best of us.
I'm still yanking on Minos and Ren. Like, come on! We have to go!
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm trying to save Syllabilization.
Oh, that came out a lot rougher than I thought.
Syllabilization.
Hey, you know what? Don't you judge me.
Actually, I think it made it better.
Sure. Just sometimes. The lisp is not that easy.
So, yeah, just ahead of you, it's very dim. Who has dark vision?
I do.
Okay. Just ahead of you, you see a statue with an outstretched hand holding some sort of shell.
Can I investigate it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to be with her investigating it, too.
17.
Yes, at the base of... it appears to be a statue. It has its mouth open, and it says, "Sing for me."
Now, are you investigating the statue?
Sing for me, I'll sing for you. And there appears to be a door on the other side that is closed, made of stone.
And her mouth is open?
Uh-huh.
Is it bad that the first thing I wanted to do is put a chicken wing in her mouth?
I say follow your instincts.
Okay. I'm going to put a drumstick in her mouth, and I'm going to be like, I'm just going to leave that there. I think you'll like it.
Stone teeth chomp down on it and spit the chicken out as it begins to sing. I need everybody to make me constitution saving throws.
Oh God fuck. Damn it.
I'm going to blame Kyle on this one.
Yeah, that's 19. Fine. 15.
Listen, thank you for your support, Kyle.
15. Yeah, I'm cool. It's we'll live, maybe.
Unless it's
Everybody right. But Lux. Wait, Minos, what was yours?
24.
Everybody but Lux and Minos falls asleep to the sound of this lullaby.
Sean?
Oh, fuck.
Why would you're an elf.
What does that mean?
That means I'm immune to magic sleep effects.
Cool. Then you are not asleep either.
Of course you are.
And Ren passes
so
out.
Ren just falls asleep. Yep. Peacefully asleep.
I guess I'm asleep.
And chop off the head of the statue.
I wasn't trying to escalate things.
Okay, make me an attack roll against the statue.
Remember, I could chop things with the sword.
I know.
Yeah, but like you're gonna fucking.
But what do you have to do that?
It just hit. It just has to hit. It does max damage.
You chop the head off the statue.
I feel like
that was something we shouldn't do.
Yes, it stops singing.
Good luck getting through that door, I guess.
Do we wake up?
You do not wake up.
Solid.
Do you see what you just did? And then I'm going to try to put the head back on.
Okay. Give me a strength check to pick this massive stone head up.
I'm gonna help her.
What I don't have is strength. Oh, fuck me. 19!
You cannot pick this stone head up. It's about the size of you.
Fuck. Okay. Hey, Elrond, come here.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It was attacking everybody else. I would think that's the appropriate response.
Minoth, you go over there, and I point in the corner.
Minos, do what she says.
says the bossiest guy here.
Colin's asleep.
Oh, that's right. So then Kyle.
It's okay.
Then Kyle says
that.
Can
he message it? Yeah. Okay, can Elrond help me lift it?
Yeah, can I lift it, Sean?
Both of you together can kind of lift it.
Okay, I was like, can I get some chewing gum and put it like on the base of the head and try to like put it on there?
Well, you guys are like kind of picking it up. You think you might need Minos' help to make the final heft to get it back up on
God
the statue.
Damn it. You, Minos, get over here and fix what you did. You ruined everything.
So you want my help now?
Don't start with me. Don't you even dare. Get the thing and put it on there. And then I'm going to also get a second piece of chewing gum and put it up. Because now I feel like if I need Minos, I need a lot of chewing gum to fix
this
thing.
Is chewing gum in Irulan? Is that a thing? Sure.
I mean, like, give me medieval fucking chewing gum. What do you want?
Medieval chewing gum.
Ye old chewing
gum. I don't
know,
some sort of fucking gum tree shit? I don't know.
Yeah, comes from Yenpool.
Like molasses or something? I don't know.
So,
I think you just hear Minos moaning. He's like, I can't believe I'm being ordered around by a child.
Does Minos assist?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are able to heft the stone head back on.
Natural 20.
Okay, yes, you lift it. You put the head back on there. You observe your work, and you're pretty proud that you were able to lift this, but the stone head goes tumbling off again as though chewing gum will not hold the statue's head on. And it was kind of at a crooked angle before, so it's just falling off now as the nose breaks off when it hits the ground.
No, Minos, I don't think...
For fucking real? Okay.
All right, Minos, you start working on the door. Get us through the door, and we'll start trying to wake everyone up.
Okay, so I'm just going to randomly sing a song.
Okay.
I'm going to sing a song that I've known for a very long time. It's
How
called
does it go?
Fisher People Too.
How does it go?
There's so many people, and there's people too. I have no idea, Sean.
Okay, as you're doing that, make me a perception check.
Okay, cool. 19.
And everybody in the room can make me a perception check.
27.
Oh, nice.
Crit.
Oh, yeah. Elrond, you hear air, and yeah, well, Colin's asleep.
I'm a very perceptive sleeper.
Lux and what was yours, Minos?
26.
So all of you hear air as over Lux's song, you hear air rushing out of some sort of something on the statue, which Elrond, you recognize that there's probably a hole in the neck of this thing that air is rushing through.
Well, there isn't the chopped dam.
Well, so I think this was supposed to be singing now, Minos.
I still think I did the right thing.
Minos, we gotta get this head back on there again.
And hold it there this time.
I hold it there.
Give me a strength check to lift this and put it into place.
And Elrond's gonna help him, so.
Is Lux still singing?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm like really breaking it down. Like,
so like you started and then you stopped to say that and the air stopped rushing and then you're like, no. And so you kept singing. So the air is continuing to rush.
Yeah.
23 strength.
Yep. You guys are able to lift it on and you hear, and then all of a sudden when the head's on there, you hear like a, ah, as behind you, in front of you, the door begins to open into a dark room. Colin and Ren are still asleep.
Do we have to keep this thing up on here?
I'm going to run over to Ren and try to, like, shake her awake.
No response.
Well.
So is the door staying open, or does she have to, like, keep singing or something like that?
The door fully opened, and it did stay open.
Okay, but it's still singing, though, right? Or did it stop singing
when you
stop, and the
when
door
you stop
stayed
singing,
open?
It stopped singing, and the door stayed open.
Okay, so I'm probably going to grab Ren's leg and start dragging her into the other room and say, hey, guys, come on, help me.
I'll get Colin.
Please pick me up instead of dragging me.
I mean, I have these two monstrosities next to me and I'm just going to like tug Ren through. But I want out of this room.
As you drag the unconscious body of your friend through the room and leave the mouse there.
I got Colin.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Do you guys drag them through the door?
I pick
is the head
Ren
now on the ground because it fell off?
I'm assuming since Colin's still alive, I'm just like putting him like as on a fireman's carry or something like that.
Yes, yep. Please. Thank you.
You carry him in the next room, and as the last of you step into the room, the door closes behind you. Snaps shut, some would say. You're in a very dark room. Ren and Colin are unconscious.
Can't right. Elrond do light or something?
I thought we had dark vision.
I was an Asimar.
No more.
Sorry to bring up a sore subject, my friend. Okay. Hey, Gaith, we have to wake up our friends. What are we going to do?
I don't know how we wake up from a magical sleep.
Magical waking them up?
You two are the spellcasters. Figure it out.
I mean,
yeah, you guys give Minos all the time for not being magic, and now he's asking you for your help, and you guys can't do shit.
Now, technically, they aren't spells, but I can try.
Magic effect, isn't it?
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay, guys, quit fighting. We have to figure this out. Ben, you're broken. Figure out something.
He has a Swiss Army knife.
I'm just going to start clicking buttons because I forget what this stuff does.
What the fuck are you... That's not a plan. Just I'm going to fucking start hitting buttons.
He's looking at what the spell
says. I know. But I think it's funny that Ben's like, I'm just going to start hitting shit until it works. Okay, fine, Ben.
Seriously.
Nothing says anything about waking them up.
Oh, can I do that thing, Sean?
What thing?
That commune thing?
Yes, you can.
I would like to do that.
As Lux sits down in the corner and begins to cast the spell commune, all of you begin to feel very sleepy. And as you begin to fall asleep, I want all of you to roll level 10 evil dwarves.
Fuck me! God!
Oh, man.
Fucking damn it.
Lawful evil.
So much dwarfing.
So, God, that's
many
it.
Characters.
How do we wake everyone up? By putting us all to sleep.
Well, when in doubt, nap time. Well.
Oh, I thought I was doing a good thing.
Maybe this is a good thing.
Maybe.
Who knows?
It's probably not. As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. Join our subreddit, turtle.fyi/reddit. Our Facebook, which is something. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. Or you can find us on Twitter @tabletopchamps. I'm @Fung.
I'm @SeanTheDM.
I'm @TheVoidMan. The O is a zero.
I'm @RP_GGamer.
I'm @Nat20Steph.
And I'm @TheNat1Lady.
Till next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.